This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here as we launch into the third hour of the program. There's been a lot of talk about the Boston bombing situation on this show, and I think rightly so. Not just because it's the news, but to me, it's newsworthy because of what the police did in response. I mean, the fact of the bombing is newsworthy, sure, because bombings don't happen very often, thank goodness. But the response of the police state, the encroachment on your liberties, is the real newsworthy portion of this to me. And we've been expressing that throughout the evening tonight. Also want to talk about CISPA, because this is kind of the missed news of the last week, with the Boston bombing occupying the majority of the news coverage.
There's a lot of missed news from the last week.
Yep, and of course we covered the Rich Paul trial heavily on this show last week. And for those that don't know, Rich Paul, friend of the show, is facing 81 years in prison after being found guilty by a jury of his so-called peers for selling some cannabis and a product alleged to be LSD, which he had never claimed was LSD, but the jury found him guilty of claiming that it was LSD, even though he never did.
And it wasn't.
So details on that are available for those of you who did not follow that story. Maybe you're just tuning in for the first time. You can go to freekeen.com. There's actually a statement that Rich Paul made on video today. I went and visited him. He's now available for visits at the Cheshire House of Corrections, a.k.a. the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
He's going to have a lot of time to get right with God then.
Went there with a video camera and asked him some questions for the Vice.com author who had done a piece on Rich, one of the few media outlets to actually cover the Rich Paul story, Vice.com, which I'm a fan of. I mean, before they covered Rich Paul, I enjoyed Vice's work covering North Korea and some of their documentaries. Yep. They had an excellent documentary on Liberia as well. So I'm glad to see that the Vice author is still interested. You can see the video. It's a quick one. It's about 3 minutes with Rich, but it's over at freekeen.com right now. We'll talk more about CISPA when we get a chance. ZDNet has the story, but Dennis is on the line in Indy, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
I just want to say I used the Amazon app through your website to order some, order some stuff, so I'm chipping in, helping out.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for that. But just for our listeners who don't know, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter through Amazon and those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Go
ahead.
What
we ask is that people just bookmark them and use them every time they go.
So thanks for doing that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. I just hope that portion's good enough to help out. That's all I was going to say, man.
It all adds up. So anything that, it doesn't matter. Even the smallest product that you buy at Amazon will still get about 7% of most items on Amazon. Awesome. There's some items where we don't get quite as much, like an electronic device. So if you bought a TV, we'd probably only get about 4% of that. But most of the Amazon stuff's about 7%, which I consider to be particularly good as far as a referral commission. So
it makes a big difference. I was shocked.
Any thoughts you want to share on an issue, man? I mean, I appreciate the appreciation, but is there anything you wanted to share with us?
It's just the whole bombing thing and the CISPA. It's just more and more. And we're not going to see the last of it. We haven't, it's been going like this for a long time. They've been ramping it up. It's going to get quicker and quicker. And when are the people going to wake up and say, "Is enough"? Not saying, go out and not going to riot out in the streets, but
that's what they're prepared for. And thank you, Dennis, for your call tonight. That's what they're ready for. They are prepared for people to get violent. I mean, they've got machine guns, they've got tanks, they've got bombs, they've got things that can deal a lot more destruction than the average person can.
Well, take a look at these Boston bombers. They had some kind of grievance. I assume that grievance is with the United States government. Why they would bomb innocent people at the marathon is beyond me, but I guess to create terror and a sort of societal level.
Presuming there was more than one bomber. I mean, you really don't know anything about who did that.
We don't know. But whoever those people are that did whatever it was that they did, they did the violence, and it looks like they've been caught. It's hard to say.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I mean, they haven't been to trial yet. One of them's dead, and the other one is seriously wounded. So whether he'll even make it is another question. I've heard that he's in stable condition, but You know, who knows, maybe somebody will put a pillow over his face in the middle of the night, some FBI agent.
I don't know why they would. If they wanted to snuff him out, they had every opportunity to do that.
That's true. That's why I'm surprised that they didn't, because normally when the cops are amped up in this kind of a serious manner, they do tend to take lives a little bit more often.
One of the reports, the news reports, seemed to suggest that they had a shootout with an unconscious individual in a boat. So I'm really surprised he's alive at all, but...
There was actually a video that Jay Frievel posted a moment ago to Facebook. I reposted it to our Free Talk Live Facebook page and also shows up on our Twitter, which is allegedly a video of the shootout. And I believe this was the initial shootout where the first guy got run over. So this video is now up from someone who is supposedly there. It looks like it's an indie person with their video camera, not like a professional videographer or anything like that. And you can kind of hear what's being yelled and what is allegedly yelled in this video by allegedly one of the suspects. You can't tell who's yelling it,
yeah,
and you can't really be certain.
It's a microphone.
But they allegedly say at one point, "We're coming out, and we didn't do it," as shots are being fired. And you have to wonder, and you can't tell in the video where the shots are coming from. You can't tell if the suspects are actually shooting. I wonder, were these shootouts actual shootouts? Can you call it a shootout if the other side isn't firing? If these guys were just, I'm not saying they weren't firing, I don't know, I wasn't there. But if they weren't firing and the cops were just shooting at them, is that really a shootout? Doesn't the term shootout suggest that the other side is firing back?
It does, but... Let's not just get myopic on one piece of information here. We've got a dead cop. We have a carjacked car. That individual has probably had appearances on television. He had experience. They said that they did it, is the quote that given to that individual.
Who said that they did it?
The person whose car was carjacked.
Oh, really?
The claim is, and I haven't seen the interview with him, but the claim is by the media that that person said, "You know that the Boston bombing? We did that. I did that." So,
wow. So the guy who got carjacked is claiming that the suspects told him that they did it.
That's as I understand it from the news, but I didn't see the video, and I would really like to see the video of this person being interviewed.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a lot of confusion at this point.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I got to say, they seem to have a lot of evidence against these guys. They look mighty guilty to me.
That's how they want them to look, I'm sure. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. CISPA passed the U.S. House last week, and it went right by my radar. Mark, did you hear about this?
Yes.
We just didn't talk about it because we were so busy with other things.
I knew it was happening, but we just...
Zach Whitaker over at ZDNet.com writes, "The controversial Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act just passed the U.S. House. And we'll now head to the upper Senate chamber for further deliberation. Rinse and repeat. This isn't the first time this has happened, but it still poses a major threat to Fourth Amendment rights, according to civil liberties campaigners." As though your Fourth Amendment rights haven't been eviscerated far enough, as far as police coming into your homes. The bill was passed 288 to 127 in favor after 2 days of debate and discussion on the House floor. Only 18 members abstained from the vote. CISPA will allow private sector firms to search personal and sensitive user data of ordinary U.S. residents to identify threat information, which can then be shared with other opt-in firms and the U.S. government, all without the need for a court-ordered warrant.
Who needs that stuff?
This means a company like Facebook, Twitter, Google, or any other technology or telecoms company, including your cell service provider, would be legally able to hand over vast amounts of data to the U.S. government and its law enforcement for whatever purpose it deems necessary and face no legal reprisals. And despite numerous amendments and changes, there are no requirements that personal data, such as health records or banking information, should be anonymized before sharing it with the government. Now, how is this different from what's already been going on? I mean, a lot of times government could just call up your cell phone provider and say, "Hey, we're the police. We'd like to see this guy's phone records." And they wouldn't have to necessarily show a warrant if the company felt like cooperating.
Well, they're not passing a law to give them more power by not giving themselves more power.
I'm just wondering, is this going to make it so that these companies have to comply? Is that the change here? Is that now the companies will have to do what
sounds
they're
like
asked to do? 855-453. We'll get more information on it here in moments. And maybe you are a techno geek. Would love to hear from you with your interpretation of CISPA. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And you might be thinking, well, Joyce, I can't help it if I feel afraid. But you can do whatever you need to do, even if you need to do it afraid. I want to encourage you to maintain a high level of confidence. Confidence will drive fear out of your life. And you can be confident because Christ lives in you. He loves you. He's got a good plan for you. He's promised to lead us and guide us if we will actually ask Him to do so. Once again, don't live in fear, especially the fear that you're going to fail, but always expect to succeed.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here at 855-453, whether it's comments on CISPA, the Boston bombing, and the situation that's developing there, the police state, or whatever you want. Take control at 855-453 or connect with us on Skype. Our username that you can find us under there is lrn.fm. And don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, we have a bunch of features. One of them is our webcam, and they're all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because our chat room is built into the same page. It's all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're excited about Bitcoins, the place to be on May 17th through the 19th is San Jose. California. Was it San Jose Convention Center?
That's correct.
And that's going to be for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. That's the Bitcoin conference this year. And like I said, San Jose, May 17th through the 19th. So like about 4 weeks away.
Yeah.
It's getting really close, and I'm excited. We're going to be there. It's our first West Coast remote. I'm really thrilled that they decided to have us out there.
We're actually talking about doing an extra day as well. There's discussions. I don't know if it's going to pan out because the event closes at like 3 o'clock or something on Sunday.
5:30.
Was it 5:30? Okay, so the event kind of closes up as we're doing the show on Sunday, edition, because it turns out Stephanie's going to this, and we didn't realize that a few weeks ago, but I guess she got invited out to talk on the panel about accepting Bitcoin as a charitable organization.
Indeed.
So since she's going to be in town, and you're going to be in town, and you guys normally do the Sunday show together, we're trying to work out doing a bonus day at the Bitcoin
convention. It'll be really great.
But at the very least, we will be there on Friday and Saturday.
And frankly, you know, as much as we'd love to see you at Bitcoin 2013, the best things to see there, as far as I'm concerned, are the speakers that they're going to have at the conference. They're going to be talking about education in the area of Bitcoins. They're going to be all kinds of things.
I'm there to learn, man, because these people know everything as far as I'm concerned.
We don't know anything about Bitcoins compared to these folks, and I'm ready to go learn stuff and see what kind of predictions they have for the future of Bitcoin. And I'm excited. I'm sure that there'll be many opportunities there, opportunities that you probably never even imagined, but they'll be there for you to seize if you seize the future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com. It's Bitcoin2013.com.
We continue here the CISPA story from ZDNet, where the author is Zach Whitaker, and he is revealing to us what this is all about, saying that essentially technology companies that gather data about you, which is basically the job of Google and Facebook, would be able to legally hand over vast amounts of said data to U.S. government and its law enforcement divisions for whatever purpose deemed necessary and face no legal reprisals. It's hoped that the data can be used in real time to stop cyber attacks in their tracks or even trace back to the source of the attack, because cyber attacks nowadays are used as weapons in the virtual battlefield could lead to all-out war. The bill will also amend the National Security Act to allow U.S. intelligence services to hand over classified information to entities and people that do not have security clearance. The idea is this will be used in order to help companies fight back against and prevent cyber attacks on their systems in the future. As though these companies need the government's help to prevent cyber attacks. As though the government could somehow assist them in stopping a denial of service or some other sort of attack. It seems to me like companies have been able to figure out innovative ways to stop these attacks on their own without the involvement of the U.S. government. And it would seem that considering how the government is typically slow and obtrusive and stupid when it comes to doing things, I can't see how their assistance would be of any real value to any technology company worth half their salt. But anyway, a great deal of controversy has stirred around this bill. Having amendments passed in a veil of secrecy didn't help matters either. To make things even more complicated, a new amendment voted down by lawmakers on Wednesday in the House would have allowed U.S. companies to keep their privacy policies intact and their promises valid, including terms of service legally enforceable in the future. It means that the many who signed up to such services under terms that promised their data would not be shared with anyone unless a subpoena or court order was served would no longer have those rights going forward. So that
basically the United States government has said, those terms of service you signed are all fine and dandy. They just don't apply to us.
Right, and that amendment that would have prevented them from getting that info would went down, so that that protection was not included.
Right. Well, why in the world would the government vote to give the government less power? I mean, be serious.
Though it would have weakened CISPA's overall weight, now it gives additional legal immunity to companies sharing their customer data, according to Representative Jared Paulus from Colorado, speaking to ZDNet's sister site, CNET, said that such firms are completely exonerated from any risk of liability. The key provision of CISPA is that it allows government entities to acquire your data without a warrant, should a private company holding your data hand it over. Again, this sounds like something that's been going on for years. What am I missing here about CISPA? 855-450-FREE, I have to admit, I don't know much about it. I have not done, hours and hours of research on
this. The liability aspect is certainly one because, people could sue if you you know, conceivably sue a telecom.
Okay, I see what you're saying. If a telecom company promises you privacy and then hands over your data without a warrant, then they would be liable to suit. Unless CISPA passes, in which case then they would not be liable for suit.
Sounds that way.
Okay, now you've made it clear for me, because I know that we've seen stories of companies just turning over information to law enforcement, and maybe those companies have it in their terms of service that, yeah, we'll do whatever we want with your info, including hand it over to law enforcement if they ask. That is certainly a possibility that that's in the, you know, the 20-page long terms of service that you agree to, allegedly, when you start up some kind of service provider, whether it's your cell phone company or your internet provider. So then they cite the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution here in the ZDNet story, the right to the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now back to ZDNet.
We don't need that anymore.
Upon probable cause means the U.S. government has to seek out data based on evidence and intelligence. But while the government and its law enforcement agencies, intelligence services, and more than 600 agencies that can use your data cannot force a company to hand over data, that doesn't mean your data is safe. The Fourth Amendment doesn't protect private companies from accessing and data mining your information for its own gain. It only protects against the U.S. government unlawfully accessing your data without a search warrant. CISPA bridges a gap between the private firms that can access your data for nefarious purposes. They would likely never do this to the U.S. government. U.S. firms voluntarily handing data along a one-way street to the U.S. government effectively means the Fourth Amendment doesn't have to apply. It's not snooping if it was handed to the government under cybersecurity grounds. By this point, the U.S. government can do just about anything that it likes with your data once it's in its hands, in spite of the Fourth Amendment and notwithstanding lacking a search warrant. The kicker is that this is allowed as long as it's lawful and pertains to so-called cybersecurity purposes rather than national security purposes. But because the language in CISPA is so ill-defined, it could be used for many more reasons than were initially considered. And it's not unreasonable to consider that would be a possibility, because that's how government works. The bureaucrats that craft the law, or the lawyers that craft the law in the first place, they may have had specific intentions for it. But that doesn't mean that the bureaucrats who are enforcing that law and then interpreting it later on won't have completely different intentions and read the interpretation in a completely different
manner.
Generally,
they make a very liberal interpretation as far as their own rights and powers, and a very narrow interpretation as far as yours go.
We continue with your calls and thoughts here in moments, and a little bit more on CISPA as well, and especially if you've got any comments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Skype us at lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. More on the way about CISPA. It is the newest hanging threat over the Internet, passed by the House pretty overwhelmingly, and now moving on to the Senate. We'll continue and take your calls here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They're at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. Now, what kind of company would be selling things at a 0% markup? It sounds like they're getting some kind of backdoor deal or something like that. I mean, you know, that's the kind of nonsense you hear on car ads. Who believes that crap? Well, BitcoinStore.com, it's an ideological business, and the intention is to, so that people realize that you actually can do business with bitcoins. They're not just some kind of neat internet commodity. They're a currency that you can buy things with. You can buy all kinds of consumer electronics at bitcoinstore.com, and you can get them at a really great price. You know, so if you need a tablet or a laptop or a desktop or whatever it is that you need, they've got it at bitcoinstore.com, and they've got it likely at a lower price than you're going to be able to find any place else. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items, and that's what wealth is. Wealth is things that you can use. BitcoinStore.com. Just go check them out, and I think that you'll be very impressed by the prices. The one catch, you got to use bitcoins when you purchase at BitcoinStore.com.
All right, we can continue on CISPA in a moment, but you have thoughts on whatever's on your mind. So let's go to the phones, talk to Steve in North Dakota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first, before I get started, and to the listening audience, I promise I'm not a plant and you guys aren't paying me, but I am an amplifier, even though I've actually never called on the amp line.
That means you're actually paying us, because the amp program is $5 a month and it helps support the show expanding to new radio stations. So go ahead.
That's right, and I just wanted to say to anybody who's sort of on the fence about amplifying that it makes you feel a lot better when you listen to the show and you're an
what
amplifier.
What kind of good feeling do you get about it?
Well, the other night, Ian said that you guys added two new stations, and he said, thanks to our amplifiers. And, boy, I tell you, I don't know. It's a little piece of pride or something like that, but I sort of, that made me smile. It made me happy. So.
Yep. I tell you what, it is the amplifiers that make it possible.
We actually added four stations last week. It was
probably
one of our busiest weeks in a long
time. Big deal, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
So what else was on your mind tonight, Steve?
Well, what I wanted to talk about was I was listening to NPR this morning, and, it's pretty much the most calm thing on the radio, and I actually do enjoy it sometimes.
Me too.
And they had this interview with this senator who, from the way he talked, I assume was a Democrat, and this ambassador, and they have authored some report called the Iran Project or the Iran something or other about how the Bush/Obama approach to Iran, which is basically punishing sanctions, isn't working. It never had a hope of working. And what we ought to be doing is talking to them. And but the thing is, and boy, I tell you, when I was a leftist, I used to be a pretty hardcore liberal Democrat. And had I listened to something like that back then, I would have thought, oh, wow, man, yeah, this guy's really, he's really on the ball. But now, I mean, with my new perspective here where, you know, it's everything is the pro-liberty idea all the time, there was a few things that really stuck out. Twice he said something about that we're not ever going to meet our objectives with Iran unless we start talking to them. And that's how our objectives are going to be met and how they're, you know, we're going to get the results that we want to see, which the first thing I think of now is, why is it any of the U.S. government's business? I mean, to my mind, nothing going on within the borders of Iran are any of the U.S. government's business at all.
I can see why they would have an interest in that area, but it seems like, you know, what I've seen out of Iran is that, you know, they will listen to reason, unlike, you know, it feels like the North Koreans will. It just doesn't feel that way from what I've seen. But, yeah, they'll listen to reason. I just don't feel like we're getting the full story about what's going on over there.
Yeah, that's true. And then the other thing that really stuck out in my mind is that the senator guy opened up his comments in the course of answering the first question that was asked of him. He said something like, well, Iran's one of these countries, and we've had nothing but trouble with them for decades, starting with the Iran hostage crisis in 1979. I mean, hey, man, come on. Listen, and you guys know what I'm talking about, but maybe somebody in the audience doesn't. So brief history lesson here. Iran 101. In 1953, on behalf of BP, British Petroleum, who was about to be kicked out of the country, the United States government went in there. It was Kermit Roosevelt, who was Theodore Roosevelt's nephew, I believe, or second cousin or something like that, went over there. It headed up a CIA mission to overthrow the democratically elected leader, which was Mohammad Mossadegh. If you ask any Iranian, they know all about this stuff.
Sure they do.
And then put into power the Shah, who was the most brutal dictator in recent Mideast history, funded by U.S. government taxpayer money. I forget what they were called, but he had like some special secret police that rode around in black vans and beat people up, and he
right.
they disappeared people. They were trained by the CIA and Mossad, and this went on for a quarter of a century. Finally, I mean, you know, you guys said something about 9/11 before, how you're surprised it didn't happen earlier. I know this is going to be it's going to be taken out of context, and I'm going to be, considered the most horrible caller ever to call your show. But I think that these guys ought to be congratulated on their patience, you know, after getting bombed and bullied and badgered and attempted starvation for, you know, not just Iran, but you know, the whole Muslim world, basically.
I think there's another thing that bears pointing out here, Steve, is that not only are all these things that you've said true, but there was, I think it was in 1987, an Iranian passenger jet was shot down by the United States. No American knows the sins of its government. They only know the victories. And that's really what it comes down to. When you live in, a nationalist situation, you know, you get all these people, they're all whipped up. They never take responsibility for one second. They say, "We are one, Boston strong," or whatever. They never take responsibility. When they're waving those flags for the gigantic mistakes that are made. I mean, imagine what it would be like if Iran accidentally shot down a United States passenger jet right about now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, try to imagine what the world would look like if that happened. But Iran didn't do anything. By the way, this what's the crazy guy's name from Iran, the leader there?
Ahmadinejad?
Yeah, that guy. He was over in D.C. A Secret Service agent accidentally fired off a shotgun in his immediate vicinity, blowing the top off of one of their own cars, right? Just a mistake. You know, you have firearms and these things are going to happen. What did Ahmadinejad do? Why didn't you hear about this? Why didn't Iran rattle the sabers and talk about the attempted assassination? Why didn't they make a big, gigantic deal about this? Maybe they're not these evil, crazy people that we're told about all
the
time.
Well, the government guys there are probably evil and crazy, but maybe they're not as bad as they're made out to be.
I'm just saying, they could have made that into a real big deal.
Sure.
And they chose not to.
Steve, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. And you're right, Mark, I hadn't heard of that story about the shotgun blast. When did that happen?
It was a few years ago.
A few years back? Okay. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Danny, or rather Denny, is on the line listening in the Kalamazoo area to WKZO.
I'm on. Hi.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
I just had to call in. I've been listening to people's comments and you guys's, and, you know, it's a terrible thing, Boston and such, but I feel that, you know, if you had to make everybody stay in their house all day, a very big inconvenience, and then they come around, made everybody come out of the house to search the house. I feel like, come on, this country, you know, our government's got all the money to play with and deal with all this, everybody in their body armor and assault rifles. Why didn't we just get a bloodhound from a local prison and track that guy down and find him an hour after he got in the boat arrest?
I'll tell you what, there's nothing will find somebody like a hot-nosed hound. I'm with him.
Because then you wouldn't have got to search through everybody's house and acclimate them to the police state. Denny, good call, man. Appreciate it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we might just have time to get your thoughts on the air. 855-453 is the toll-free number. If you don't get them in tonight, no problem. We do the show three hours per night, 7 nights per week. So there's always another hour coming soon where you'll be able to talk to us about whatever you want. So again, 855-453, the toll-free number. LRN.FM is our username on Skype, so you can connect with us that way as well. Whether you want to talk about CISPA, the Boston bombing, or whatever is on your mind, it goes if you get on the lines now. Ramon in Miami, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ramon.
Greetings, everyone. How y'all doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, quick on everything. Rich Paul, I would like to salute him and let him know for the rest of my life I will be smoking a joint every day for him.
Right on. 420 every day.
Quite a sacrifice.
Town Square.
Yes, sir. And CISPA is pretty much easily for everyone to understand. It's the online Patriot Act, and the Patriot Act has been used on all the arrests in the Patriot Act. 10% of them have been for terrorists. So 90%, the Patriot Act has been used for other crimes that have nothing to do with terrorism. So take that into consideration when they tell you CISPA's for internet hackers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the so-called terrorists or the alleged terrorists were actually being watched by the FBI 3 to 5 years before they did the terrorist attack. They kind of bring back the 1993 bombing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you guys think. Have a good night, and I appreciate it.
Interesting observations, and I'm glad you brought that up, Ramon. Thanks for the call about CISPA, because the next paragraph I was going to share from this story over at ZDNet is, according to Privacy and Civil Liberties Group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, even though the data would be passed to the government by these private companies for reasons pertaining only to so-called cybersecurity, because basically the CISPA thing is going to make it so private companies can hand over data when they're just asked for it by law enforcement and face no liability for that, making that move and violating their terms of service or privacy agreements or anything like that. That this data can then be used to investigate other crime, not limited to cybersecurity crime, such as the criminal exploitation of a minor, protecting individuals from death or serious physical injury, or protecting the national security of the United States. But it all flows through the U.S. Department of Justice first and foremost, which can then be disseminated throughout government and its agencies onto the FBI, the NSA, Immigration and Customs, and so on. Even the U.S. Department of Agriculture can take on your data and use it against you, should you be fishing without a license. And because this is done behind the scenes and private companies don't have to tell you that they've handed your data to the government, you may never know about it. Private firms are exempt from freedom of information requests, with such provisions disallowed under CISPA. According to the EFF's own website, quote, "As it stands, CISPA is dangerously vague and should not allow for any expansion of government powers through a series of poorly worded definitions. If the drafters intend to give new powers to the government's already extensive capacity to examine your private information, they should propose clear and specific language so we can have a real debate." The ACLU has called CISPA fatally flawed, saying that, quote, "The core problem is that CISPA allows too much sensitive information to be shared with too many people in the first place, including the NSA." In a statement today, it went further, calling the bill extreme. They said that CISPA is an extreme proposal that allows companies that hold our very sensitive information to share it with any company or entity in the government that they choose, even directly with military agencies like the NSA, without first stripping out personally identifiable information.
What could go wrong?
Let's go to David in San Francisco, listening online. Hey, David.
Howdy, all. You get a lot of good callers tonight. As a matter of fact, that whole issue about CISPA, it's basically privatizing justice and the idea that the government would no longer be the protection, but they'll put everything regarding justice over to private agencies. It's very much like the old dark ages, real stink. You know, you were talking about, I put it down as product dumping, but I think you were talking about no interest loans. And I don't know if you...
No, I'm not sure if we were talking about that. When were you hearing that?
20 minutes ago or so?
You might have been listening to a different show, but go ahead with your thoughts. I'm still interested in hearing what you were going to say.
Well, the idea that these major corporations are essentially allowed to, for example, if you look at the current problems with medicine, the bankrupting of Medicare and Social Security and whatnot, it all has to do with pollution. Cancer is being foisted on the population, and the polluters aren't paying our medical bills. Right. So there's this extremely high cancer rate. The polluters not only caused it, but they don't have to pay the penalty for it. They don't have to pay the medical costs for the people that they've poisoned.
What's that have to do with the no interest loan?
Well, it's exactly that these guys are essentially getting a welfare. It's like a welfare program for the polluters, that they get the right to poison us and they don't have to pay the penalty. And it's interesting because, during the last election, there was all of this.
Well, if you can prove, just a point of clarification, if you can prove that you've been poisoned, then you've got a valid tort.
Well, usually, but when it becomes 40 different sources of pollution.
Sure. It can be difficult to prove what caused cancer. I mean,
right. And as a matter of fact, I used to live out in Grand Junction, Colorado, which is where all of the uranium for the atom bomb was dug up in 1942 or whatever, and it was just dumped on the ground, and they started mixing it into the concrete, into people's sidewalks and basements and houses.
Oh, jeez.
And so a fella I knew came down with a horrible case of cancer, and he ended up dying, and the house that he had was filled with radon gas, and the workplace that he had, the Safeway warehouse was filled with radon gas, and so neither side wanted to pay off. They just waited until he died and paid his wife a measly 10% of his due.
Yeah, so, I don't know I don't know how radon interacts with uranium, but we've got it up here in wooden houses in New Hampshire. So the difficulty is that sort of knowing where these things come from. And for instance, why is radon here in wooden houses when he was having it in a house that had supposedly uranium mixed up in the concrete? So I mean,
well, it could be the soil.
Muddy.
It could be soil, but it, for the most part, it, in this case, out in Grand Junction, it very specifically was the tailings that they were mixing in the concrete. But the point is that there is a welfare program for the polluters, and that these guys get to poison us, and they get to then declare that they're the producer class, and that they're exempt from everything responsible, and that they're some sort of a master race that get to run our lives, and that if you don't have a job, and if you don't have the wherewithal to fight them, then you're some sort of a loser. And so, these welfare programs for the polluters are the essential no-interest loans that the taxpayers are giving to the polluters. And by the way,
I think that's a little disconnected, but I kind of understand what you're saying.
Well,
so what do you propose?
Well, first of all, tonight is the last night that you can give opposition to the XL pipeline. Today is the last day of the comment period. But that's a really clear case of this same thing. If you look at the science of the XL pipeline, they want to take 580,000 barrels per day and ship it down to Texas. Now, that's 16 million gallons per day of polluted water that they're going to dump in Texas, which has no pollution laws to speak of. And then they're going to steal this water from all along the pipeline, up in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas.
Now, this pipeline, is this the thing coming from Canada?
Right, all the way up in the northern part of Canada.
I thought this was for oil.
For this stuff. Hold on, I can't remember what the name of that stuff is. It's for this stuff that's kind of like oil peanut butter, and they have to superheat it to shove it through this thing, through this pipeline. And
sounds expensive.
Well, it's very expensive, but the problem is the government won't allow refineries either in Canada or in the United States that it's difficult to put up a refinery. If they could refine this stuff into oil and then push it down the pipeline, you wouldn't have the breaches that they've had so many situations with. It's all their regulations.
That's partly true, but if you think about it, this stuff is like million-year-old sludge in the bottom of a swamp up in northern Canada, and there's 2 million-year-old stuff that they call oil shale. And oil shale, they have to grind it and boil it and grind it and boil, and so they basically waste 50% of the energy to get 50% out. Well, this XL pipeline is pushing something that's even dirtier and sludgier than that, so you basically have to waste two-thirds of the energy to get one-third back. So it's
thanks for the call, David. I appreciate the heads up and the information. That's nuts, and appreciate hearing from you. If you didn't get in tonight, that's okay. We'll take you tomorrow. 7 o'clock Eastern Time is when we start the show. So even if you're not hearing us live on your local radio station, you can always follow the show live and comment on whatever you think's important any night of the week, because we do it all 7. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.